The federal lawsuit alleges 68 underground storage tanks at 35 different sites were not properly monitored nor upgraded to prevent leaks. The tanks held gasoline and waste oil, and they sat above Long Island's aquifer, Suffolk's sole source of drinking water. A federal law passed in 1984 gave owners of underground fuel tanks more than 10 years to upgrade and retrofit the tanks to make them safe. Suffolk never did until the Department of Justice sued. Adrian Esposito is executive director of the Citizens Campaign for the Environment.
It's a classic example of cheap is expensive. The county didn't do it because they were being cheap, and now it's costing them $2 million more, and they have to do it anyway. So not only did they threaten drinking water, but they also wasted tax dollars.
It cost Suffolk taxpayers nearly $3 million to bring the fuel tanks into compliance. Five different county executives held office since the federal law was passed in 1984. County Executive Steve Ballone called the settlement fair and said he was pleased most of the penalty would go towards a special fund to protect Suffolk's drinking water, although environmentalists often accuse lawmakers of, quote, raiding that fund to plug budget holes. Charles Lynn, WSHU News.